With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for July 16th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Jenny. How are you doing, Jenny?
Taryn, I'm great. You know, I was busy the first couple of weeks of Big Brother, and I was just hearing such great things about the season. So I'm excited to podcast it because everyone's really loving the season. So I want to be a part of the fun.
It's about time you jumped on the bandwagon.
Yeah, this is a front runner for, you know, one of my favorite seasons ever.
There we go.
But you know what? Yesterday was a fun day. And so at least we have some good craziness to discuss today. So,
yeah, yesterday was like one of those days where everything is chaos and my job is difficult.
Taryn, I was going to ask you how you slept, but I don't want to throw you off any more than you're already. Like, I hear that's a really bad thing to ask someone. So I'll just assume it was fine.
Yeah. You know, people are always asking me that and I get very offended. I get very offended.
As you should be.
Yeah. So we started the day with Jackson and Kat. Jackson is going to apologize to Kat for the previous night, where he had blown up on Kat. So, he lost his temper. I'm sorry I lost my temper. It's just that you were saying things about me, or I heard that you were saying things about me in the diary room. And look, my reputation is very important to me, says Jackson. So
clearly
he doesn't like it when people don't say nice things about him.
I hope he doesn't know what Twitter is.
Yeah.
Yikes.
I feel like Jackson's one of those people should have watched the show.
Well, he's watched some of it, hasn't he? Like, he's not seen as little as Jack has.
No, I mean, like watched the show, like been a part of like what
the community
show is, because then he would have known that if your reputation isn't very important to you, you don't go on Big Brother.
Yeah, especially if you have a criminal record that casting is apparently just overlooking, and that the internet is very savvy and, you know, pulled up quite quickly. So not great.
Yeah, I don't know what people think that that's not going to get out. Like, come on.
Yeah.
So
the things that get out, but besides that, are like, you know, like you can find anything on the internet. So yeah, this is, and he talks about it in the, like, obviously he's talked about it in the house because Kat and Jess are talking about how he has a criminal record, or he has a domestic.
Yes.
Anyway, I won't get into that. Casting. Shit myself.
So that's most of the morning. There's a lot more talk about, you know, Nick and Bella and how they can't be trusted and how they're going to save Nicole and so on and so forth. But we're eventually going to get around to Christy starting to feel like the universe is telling her something. This Nick asks her a couple times, hey, how'd you sleep?
You don't ask that.
Excuse me? How did I slept well. Okay, just how'd you sleep? Again? You're going to ask? Okay. Tommy? Hey, Tommy? I think Nick's going to backdoor me. I think
those are related.
He's asking me how I slept. He's asking me how I slept, and I'm just like, he's asking me a lot of weird questions, Tommy. Like, how did you sleep? And you know what? He said this other thing. He talked about red flame, and red flame to me is representing some really shady things. I'm feeling not good about this, Tommy. The cliff is creeping me out. He's walking all over the place. Oh man, I don't like this, Tommy. I think I'm getting backdoored.
Yeah, so many weird things going on around, like Cliff just being a human and, you know, not freaking out and, you know, being asked how your morning was and discussion about what's going on in the game. All very crazy things that should throw you off. So clearly, you know, there's something brewing, literally something brewing in Christy. And you can watch the how it literally bubbles to the top with each conversation she has as soon as she starts having these feelings early in the day.
Yes. Apparently, Bella also mentioned D-Day.
Yeah.
Dot day. D-Day. It's D-Day.
Which wasn't that about her period?
Yeah. Like,
anyway.
And so Christy thought that was another sign. And then Kemi is going to go up to Christy and say, hey, is Nicole going up? I don't, probably not really. I mean, if I think about it, Kemi even says, hey, you know, if I stay in this house, I'll work with you. I would like to work with you. And Christy's just like, no, I'm going up on the block. This is just another sign. She tells Kemi, I think I'm going up. I think I'm getting backdoored. This is not good.
And her interpretation of the interaction with Kemi was that, like, Kemi was insinuating if she's still in the house, like, she's like something about the way she worded it is like, if you're still in the house when I get back in the house, like, I don't believe that that's actually how it went. But
yeah, this is ridiculous. It'll later all get blamed on Kemi, as
yes,
things do.
Everything does.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Kemi or Ovi or one of those two.
Mm-hmm.
Cliff, Nicole.
So Christy is then going to go to Kat, and she's now completely convinced. Kat, I'm going on the block. It's going to be me. He's about to backdoor me. And Kat's like, no, he's not. Come on. He's like, no, Kat, I'm serious. He's putting me on the block. Kat, you don't understand. It's going to happen. I know it. Oh my God.
The best thing about Christy is that if really love being a part of your dramatic reenactments, but the best part about Christy is that anyone who makes an attempt to calm her down, all it does is wind her up more. Like the more people that come in and say reassuring words and tell her, that doesn't make sense. Like, you're good with Nick. Like, of all people, he's not going to backdoor you, if anyone. And like, that, it just winds her up more. Like, the more you tell her that this doesn't make sense, she gets even more wound up about it. Her intuition is telling her something. Don't argue with her intuition.
Yeah, she's you don't understand. This is not just a suspicion. It's not just paranoia. I know this for a fact. I am going on the block. I'm going on the block. And Kat is just like, okay, look, if you're going on the block, I won't use the veto. I won't use the veto. And so they go and they grab Jess and they're like, hey, maybe we cannot use the veto. And then Christy won't go. She's like, I'm going on the block. I don't have the votes. And then said, no, you do have the votes. I don't trust the guys. I don't know. I don't trust anyone. I'm going home. And Jess is like, Well, if you don't have the votes, that means I don't have the votes. So I don't know why I would want to stay on the block in that particular instance. But Christy's just like, no, you have the votes. I don't have the. No, it's me. I'm going up. It's me.
Complete blinders. And like she's saying to like half of her actual alliance that like she doesn't trust anyone. She keeps on repeating. She's like, I don't trust anyone. It's like not a good thing to say to half of your alliance. Like you can be paranoid about what the HOH, like the person that you guys are all against and you're, you know, working against. That's fine. Don't tell your entire alliance that you don't trust anyone. Like that's them.
Yeah, I mean, she's trying to convince Kat to not use the veto, and the only way to do it, because she's worried that Kat will vote her out along with Jess, but she can't tell Kat that the reason she's worried is because of Kat, because then Kat won't use the veto. Then Kat will use the veto. So she has to pretend that she doesn't trust other people or that the votes are just somehow not there. And it's a difficult thing to sell, but Kat is kind of like incorrigible enough that she's pretty on board. She even goes to Nicole and says, maybe I won't use the veto. And Nicole's like, that would be tremendous.
Please do. I will be your best friend forever.
Yes.
Anything you want.
Kat is then going to talk to Nick about it and be like, you know, you're not. She's trying to be subtle. Like, who are you putting up on the block if I use the veto? And he's like, Nicole. She's like, not anybody else. No blind sides in the future. And he's like, no, it's gonna be Nicole. I mean, you don't have to use it if you don't want, but I would like you to use it because I'd like to put up Nicole. She's like, okay, just definitely Nicole then, nobody else. It's like, what are you asking me? Nothing.
And he's like, I would like Nicole to go. Like, if, you know, whoever goes, it's fine. But I would like Nicole to go. And I would prefer that Jess come off the block. And she's just like, oh, wait. So I can't remember how she said it, but she like was totally confused. She was like, OK, so don't take Jess off the block. And then he's like, no, I would prefer you take Jess off the block. Oh, OK, that's what I want to do. Like, bless Kat's heart.
Yeah. So Kat has been convinced that everything is fine and that she should use the veto, but Christy is still freaking out. She goes to Tommy. She goes to other people. Tommy feels the need to shut this down. He goes and grabs Bella and then lets Nick know, like, hey, Christy's freaking out. You need to talk to her. So Nick runs and talks to Christy, and Christy is just like, Nick, are you putting me on the block? He's like, no. Why do you think I'm putting you on the block? What are you talking about? Are you effing serious right now? Like, why don't you trust me? This is,
and he gets upset
ridiculous.
Too.
Ridiculous.
And like that conversation is like so unbearable to watch because they're just both so intensely emotional. Like he's upset that she's questioning him. And he's like, Christy, what the F? Like, Christy, no, Christy. Like, and then she's like, I just, it's okay. I'll just be hurt. I'm like, bye.
Look, you're putting me, look, it's okay. It's okay. Look, I heard you ask me how I slept. I understand what's coming. You know, I saw the signs. And he's like, what are you talking about? I asked you how you slept. You have trouble sleeping. Like, what do you mean? And he's like, you said red flame. He's like, Okay. I guess I can understand why you might misinterpret that. Okay. She's like, and Bella was talking about D-Day. Nick, you have to understand. These are some very obvious signs. It's pretty obvious why I would be thinking this. And he's like, okay, sure. But come on. You gotta trust me. She's like, no, look, it's fine. It's fine. If you want to put me up, it's fine. I trust you, but if you want to put me up, that's your decision. I think it's a mistake, but you can do it. And Nick is just like losing his mind. He grabs her face. She's like, Christy, stop. Stop. You have to trust me. You're not going on the block.
Should I be like putting my hands up so that it's like I'm holding your face?
She goes, okay. And this is temporarily put on hold because it's time for the veto ceremony.
Yeah. So there was like a little tease where we thought that we were going to get the Vita ceremony before this conversation. And then finally we get Kitty Cam right after that. So.
So Kat does use the veto on Jess, and Nicole is the replacement nominee. And of course, at this point, it's just like, Nick, how many times does this need to slap you in the face over and over until you finally understand that these people are not with you? Apparently, a lot more than has currently happened so far.
And like, how was that whole breakdown not a red flag, a red flaming flag? Like, why? Like, obviously they had a plan in place, and at this point he's, you know, dialed in to get rid of Nicole. Not happening. But I just don't understand how he, I don't know. It's everything that everyone has already said about Nick. I am baffled by how poor of a read in his, like, of a situation he is. Like, I'm actually feeling better about Bella's game than his at this point, because she at least says some things later in the day that make me think that she's, like, even though she's terrible at the game and has, you know, essentially sunk her ship as well, I think that she sees some things and has some mistrust of people. Well, she has a lot of mistrust of people.
She doesn't trust anyone.
Yeah, she doesn't trust anyone, literally ever.
But we'll still tell them everything.
Yes, exactly. But Nick is just, like, Nick's trust in Christy is yeah, it's fatal. So, at least Bella is a little bit, you know, aware that things might not be as great as Nick seems to think they are, and has a little bit of control over... I don't know. We'll get to
it. I'm not going to endorse this statement, by the way.
Okay. I know. And I'm being, like, way too hyperbolic about it. But I do think that I at least hear Bella say things about people that I don't hear Nick say.
I think Bella's just a more negative person. That's my perspective on it.
That actually probably is more of the case. And she talks about this later with Christy. She talks about her general, like, trust issues. So I think that that is more of a personal thing than a game thing. But I do think that Nick is just, yeah, putting way too much trust in this giant alliance that he knows that he's at the bottom of. Anyway, it's insane.
So
worst HOH ever.
Yeah. So after, well, not, I would say,
let me be hyperbolic.
I still think Fessy's is worse.
Okay. Yeah.
and Howie's was worse too. And many others, honestly.
Okay.
But still.
Focus on this right now.
Yes. Christy is going to talk with Nick and Bella after the veto ceremony, and she's going to apologize for not trusting them. I was feeling paranoid. You have to admit, asking me how I slept, red flame, D-Day, it all adds up. I mean, anybody would have been. Look, I would never suspect you guys in a million years that you would put me up. I would never, never not trust you guys in a million years. Except for if you ask me how well I slept. Like, you have to understand. You have, like, anybody would. And they're just like, look, Christy, you gotta trust us. Just, I'm sorry. I do trust you. I'm PMSing, and that really throws off my reading abilities. And it's very, you know, I get very emotional, and everything gets turned around. I'm very sorry. I should have trusted you. And you know, I will trust you with some information here. I have the power. I have the power. It's the diamond power of veto. And it allows me to choose the replacement nominee, and it's good until, like, final six or something.
Final six or something.
Yeah, that's not true. She's lying.
Definitely not what the power is.
She's going to get scolded in the diary room and then have to come back and tell them the truth.
By the way. Yeah. It actually doesn't do that.
Yes. And if you weren't listening to the roundtable last night, the truth is what we talked about on the recap. There were still some people that were confused. She does not choose the replacement nominee unless she already holds the veto. So what happens is, veto competition happens. Somebody wins the veto. Christy activates her power. That person that's holding the veto, who won it, gets an upgraded veto from golden to diamond. And now that person has the ability to take somebody down and name the replacement themselves. So that is
and that person works. And that person can still choose to not use it is what I would understand, right? Like they're not forced to pull both people off and that they or
yes.
Yeah. Okay. Or to rename whoever it is, like they can just be like, no, I'm not using it.
It gives that person all of the power
if they choose to yes. use it.
And yeah. Shelby wants to know, can Christy be a renom? My guess would be yeah.
No reason why honest. Not.
Yeah. I think that's a great part of it because
I hope that that's the case because otherwise
I doubt it would ever happen.
There needs to be a caveat, right? Like there needs to be like a little bit of a risk in using it.
Yeah. I doubt it would ever happen because for as cruel as Big Brother can be sometimes, it's very rare that you like somebody is willing to be like, yes, give me the power to diamond veto. Now go on the block. Like that's like a step too far for most people, not Dan Gieseling, but most people. And so I really don't think it would ever happen, but it should be open to happen.
Especially to Christy, because as much as she is blowing up her entire game over the course of this day and telling way too much to way too many people, she is still well regarded in the house as a person. And so I just can't see any of these people that have this information using it in that way against her, just because of their personal relationships with her. Because like you said, that is a pretty like brazen move. And I just don't think of all people in the house, she's the kind of person that they would do that to. Especially because she's sharing it with everyone. So like, I don't know, they would feel extra bad that like she put her trust in them and they did that to her. But
yes.
I mean, we can always hope for something really crazy like that. But yeah, you're right. I don't think that would be the result of it, but yes, it could happen.
So she is going to tell them about her power. She also tells them about Ovi's power. That they know Ovi has a power. She's pretty sure that he probably told Jack and Jackson, but you know, who knows? There's no collusion happening or anything. And they eventually just get around to blaming Kemi for everything. Oh, well, Kemi approached me and she made it seem like Nicole was going to be safe and that, you know, I was going to go on the block and it's all her fault. She's the worst.
Honestly, at this point, I'm just ready for Camp Comeback to be over and for whoever to get back into the house because I'm just, I mean, I'm with you. I love Kemi like you do. And it's really, really difficult to watch like someone who's not even in the game anymore and is just trying to like be civil in the house, get just completely trashed for everything that they do and blamed for things. And, you know, their words twisted in a way that, it's really difficult for me to watch personally. So I'm almost at the point where I'm like, I'm just ready for that part of the game to be over. And so we can just have the people in the house that are actually playing the game and just stop like shitting on the people who are out of the game at this point.
Yeah, that's it's Kemi gets blamed for everything and it's very annoying. So
can we talk about the bottle thing at some point? I know it hasn't happened yet, but can we like the stupid shaker? Like I know it's all over Twitter, but
feel free. It's not really game related. So we
I know it's not game related, but
no, I'm just mean in timeline wise, we can talk about it whenever.
Yeah, whenever.
So go ahead.
Everyone's probably seen it already, but you know, Kemi and Nicole are just sitting in the kitchen minding their own business. And Jack goes on this like so condescending, like, you know, rampage isn't the right word, but basically it's like, I really care about you as a person. So I just want to talk to you about something. And she's like, okay, like no conversation that is going to be good and respectful starts that way. Especially if you're Jack. And he's just like, so when you have your shaker, I notice that you sometimes, you know, you put it in the freezer or the fridge or something like that. And then she's like, okay. And he's like, well, you know, what would happen if we all did that? And then she's like, the fridge would be full. Yeah. And so what makes you so special? That is where I'm like, I literally was like, I was like, taking my ring off. Like I was wilding watching this. I was like, this, the audacity of this bitch. But yeah. So he's like, what makes you so special that you can do it, but none of us will do it. And then she's like, I just figured that I would get it cold and no, there was room, and I'm not asking anyone else not to do it. And then he's just like, and I just think you're a wonderful human, like just so condescending. Like, I just think you're a great person. And that's why I am telling you this, because, you know, if I was doing something out of line, which I absolutely never would because I'm Jack and I'm perfect. If I was out of line, I would, you know, I would want you guys to feel comfortable approaching me too. No one feels comfortable approaching you because you're a condescending jerk. And this is how you talk to people. It, like, I felt like I was Nicole in this situation, just sitting there like, this is so uncomfortable. And Kenny's like, okay. And then he goes, good talk. Oh,
I'm just waiting for the conversation with Jackson where they talk about how, look, Jackson, if everybody ate as much as you did, we'd have no food.
But that's the reason why there's room for Kemi's drinks in the fridge, is because Jackson is constantly clearing the fridge. So really, like, they should be working together on this whole strategy of, like, doing what they want with the fridge.
And this is a history of, we talked about the cortisone thing the other day as well, where Jack took a lot of pleasure in being able to be the one to be like, Kemi, are you just going to rub the cortisone into a towel and leave? And he, like, totally embarrassing her and freaking her out. And he was like super excited about it. And after she left, he literally stood up and he was like, yeah, I'm so great. Like,
he like gets off
chest
on it. It's weird. It's very uncomfortable.
He loves talking down to Kemi in particular. Which is just,
It was just the, like, I can understand if someone is doing something in the house, you know, in terms of just lifestyle stuff that's bothering you. If you feel it getting to the point where it's like affecting your ability to like get along with them. Sure. I think, you know, for your game, probably best to just suck it up and just like not worry about it. But I guess I can understand you have to live with these people. So sometimes you need to address these things. That is just like the absolute worst way to ever talk to somebody when you have an issue. Like, I can only imagine what this guy was like when he had roommates. Like, if like, what a nightmare. I really, truly, like, that whole conversation made me so uncomfortable. And Kemi handled it so well. She's like, okay, yeah, okay, I won't do it anymore. And just like appeased him. Good talk. Like, oh.
Yeah, and Kemi's already having her water bottle messed with by Kat.
Kat thinks
that Kemi has a thing for David. So she's already having issues with her water here.
Just leave Kemi alone. Like, she's probably, sadly, not going to be there much longer. Like, why do you have to make the rest of her stay in the house so miserable and get on her about absolutely everything? This is what I mean why I'm just, like, ready for camp comeback to be over. And, yeah, this whole, like, the other stuff is just really, really unpalatable for me. So,
yeah.
Anyway, Jack sucks.
All right. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. Tommy is going to talk with Sis about the possibility of talking to Nick and Bella about taking Cliff out this week, so they're not blindsiding them. That maybe we don't have to blindside them. You know, they're not really coming for us. even if maybe they were going for Christy or maybe they're going for Jack, they're not going for us. So if we don't piss them off, that's probably better for us. So they talk about the potential to maybe approach them at some point this week. You know, we'll see if that actually happens or not. We know that later in the day, Bella, Nick and Sam are going to feel even more confident that they need to get Cliff out or to keep Cliff this week. So that might be more difficult than we anticipated even just last night, but we'll see. It was talked about. Christy is then going to join them and tell Sis about her power. She's also going to tell Holly. And they're all making sure they're all still on board with keeping Nicole. But the reason she's telling Sis about her power after telling Nick and Bella about her power is that she says, I knew it. They were going to backdoor me. They were. I threatened them with my power, and that's why they didn't. I was very subtle about it, but I saw him. I saw the moment he changed his mind. He was sweating. He was like, oh my God, I can't do it anymore. And then he switched and pretended that he was never going to do it in the first place.
What a mastermind. I was trying to figure out, like, does she truly believe this, or is she just trying to put us, she feels, you know, embarrassed. You know, as a hormonal woman myself, I'm really trying to have some sensitivity to Christy, because I know it's very easy to say, like, crazy woman, wow, what a lunatic. Like, and I, you know, I'm not a big fan of, like, you know, PMS being, like, you know, made into lunacy and stuff like that. So I was really, really trying to understand. And I know that when you're super hormonal, you're emotional, you might act in a way that is a little bit more exaggerated or, you know, irrational than usual. I'm just really trying to figure out if she, you know, had her freak out, had her meltdown when she was feeling particularly, like, stressed and, you know, paranoid, and then realized it after, you know, telling Nick and Bella about the power that she shouldn't have done that. She had no reason to be, you know, as paranoid as she was and freaking out. And now she's embarrassed. And so she's trying for her own, like, emotional, like, support. She's trying to spin it in a way so that it's, like, I don't know. I don't know if she's really just trying to give herself some, like, you know, saved face over this whole thing, because that is what happens when you're, I mean, at least from my experience, when I'm super hormonal and I'm acting irrational, later on I'm like, I was being a little bit of, like, a nut, and I, you know, see clearly, and then you're just like, you have a little bit of embarrassment. So that's what I was kind of, like, wondering if that was what was happening, is that she's just like, oh, I really screwed up. I need to spin this in a way that what the decision I made was a good one. So, or if she truly, truly, truly believes that this was actually happening and that she talked them out of it.
Yeah. That was my theory that I talked about yesterday. And I think that you're onto to something there. I think that is part of it. I think that it's a combination of both, that the idea for this came so that she could justify how ridiculous she was being, and to be like, oh, I wasn't wrong, I was right. But I think she's also in that process managed to convince herself that it's probably true. I think there's a part of her that knows that it's not, that she's just making it up, and yeah, that she really was wrong, but she's also doing her absolute best to convince herself that it is true and that they really were going to backdoor her. She's later on in the day, like, she's just going to be like, I can't even look at them. I'm so, you know, mad at them for what they were doing to me and what they almost did to me. And it's just like, she doesn't even want to talk to them. That's not anger. That's shame. I think that's a little bit like that's what, like, I feel guilty about something and I just want to, like, just have them gone. And so that there's no reminders about what I did and the mistakes that I made. But I think she's also doing, again, her absolute best to convince herself that she really did talk them out of it, because that's just that puts her into the hero light, that she was about to be backstabbed, but then she saved herself. And it's all their fault and nothing to do with her or her mistakes.
And I think that it's twofold, and it was what you guys were discussing on the roundtable last night, that, you know, she's been, you know, she's basically going to double cross them. And she probably has some guilt associated with it. So she's trying to not only justify her own actions earlier in the day with regard to, you know, her paranoia and telling them information that she should not have told them, but also just her future actions to help, you know, emotionally justify her future actions. That it's one of those things where she feels like it's like if you hurt someone, but you say that it's in self-defense. And so it's almost like she's setting up the narrative of, you know, her needing to defend herself against these two people when really she's like, she's the one that's really going to be, you know, turning her back on them. And so I think that what you're saying, what you guys were saying last night about her being the kind of person that can't just be, you know, can't just make a game move and not have it be emotionally justified is probably playing into this whole thing as well. So this is a very comfortable narrative for her to like take going forward, because she needs to feel like there was a whole reason that she had this, you know, meltdown today or yesterday, and that it will justify her actions going forward against these
yeah guys. And like I said, I'm sure that that is part of it, but my addendum would be that I don't think that it was something that she was intentionally trying to manufacture. Right. I think that that motivation was part of why she felt so suspicious in the first place, because like it was an incentive for her to think that they were backstabbing her, because it makes her feel better if they're backstabbing her than if they're not, because that makes her feel more justified. So that gives her more incentive to be paranoid in the first place. Yeah. And so lots of nonsense and craziness happening there with Christy. So she says she threatened Nick, and that's why she didn't go up. And so Holly and Kat are going to talk. Holly tells Kat about Ovi's power and why he can't get back into the game. And Kat says, you know, okay, well, you know, Ovi sucks. We'll make sure he doesn't go. Kat wants Nicole gone. She really doesn't like Nicole, and she wants Nicole to go this week. She would like for Cliff to stay, and she is still in the dark about the true plan for the week.
Yeah. So Jess and Nicole are like the two, or sorry, Jess and Kat are the two that are really on the train of getting Nicole out. I don't know if they'll get pulled. Like, I don't know if at any point they should be pulling them in, but I think that it'd be smart for the, you know, the, how many people, the eight, not grateful, six shooters is stupid. I can't keep track of all these dumb number alliances. Like, there's literally too many. The Flaming Five, Grateful, Undeniable. Like, these are the worst alliance names in history. But I think there's a conversation about like filling them in at some point, because if they vote with Sam and Bella, then they've got them possibly. So them being on the right vote is better to have like for the future. So, but they there's a conversation later between Jess and Nicole, and it's pretty obvious that they have no interest in keeping Nicole.
Yes, they do. The current plan is to still keep Kat and Jess in the dark, as well as everybody in the dark, which is so dumb, by the way, because they're like, well, should we tell Nicole that we're going to save her? What if we even told her like 5 minutes before the eviction? And I think it was Sis was just like, no, but what if in those 5 minutes, Nicole runs to Nick and Bella? What if they do? Who cares? What is the harm? Okay, Nicole learns that she's staying when she thinks she's about to go home. And then what, freaks out and runs and rats you out to Nick and Bella, who then learn that Nicole's about to stay and 5 minutes what? Earlier than they would otherwise? Yeah. I don't understand. What is the problem?
Well, I mean, that's what happens when Sis tries to talk game. But yeah, it doesn't make sense, because like, what is like Nicole finding out that she's going to stay minutes before the, you know, the vote? What incentive does she have to go to Nick and Bella, who she, you know, is being filled in that they wanted her gone and that these other people are saving her? Like, what does she personally gain from going and like blowing it up to them and like letting them know that she knows she's staying? Like, I'm sorry. That's just, that doesn't make sense for anyone involved. And even if she did do that, like you said, what does it matter? They're about to find out in a few minutes, and if they don't have the votes, they don't have the votes, and there's nothing that Nicole can say to change that. So whatever.
Yeah. So it's a very strange situation there. Kemi is going to talk to Nicole. Now Kemi says that if she got back into the game, she would be going after Kat, Nick, and Bella. I'm very okay with that. I mean,
yeah.
Ovi had the best plan in terms of shaking things up, but Kemi has a good plan as well, as far as I'm concerned.
I'm like everyone in the universe says, I'm okay with literally any of these.
Just add Jack
coming
to that
back.
List,
yeah, exactly. And she also mentions Jackson and says, Jackson, I love you, but you're going on the block, which I thought was just another interesting thing because you guys were talking last night about, you know, Jackson being well regarded in the house and not actually being in, like, even Kemi likes
Kemi
and Kemi has
Jackson.
No reason to like any of these freaking people. And she likes Jackson, too. She says you're going on the block, but
but after a long list of other people,
yeah,
with
exactly.
The preface of,
and
I love you.
I love you. Yeah, exactly. So I thought that was really interesting as well. So
yeah. They also talk about, so there's a weird series of events here that causes some big misunderstandings, and it's going to be yet another weird thing that we have to describe to you today. I believe it was Cliff was kind of speculating about some kind of power that that Jess probably had because she probably won the thing, and so he's like, well, if Jess has the power, what if it's something like, you know, taking somebody off the block after the veto ceremony? And so Nicole kind of ran with that, and she talked to Kemi about it, and they were talking about like, oh, well, Jess has the power. She can save one of us. Like, let's come up with a plan to get her to take one of us down, or take me down at the very least, so that we can stay in the house and we can force somebody else onto the block, something along those lines. And so Kemi, I think, like, it's somewhere along the telephone game here, it went from probably maybe has some kind of maybe this kind of power to, oh, Jess has the power to take somebody off the block post veto. And so Kemi is going to go talk to Sam and tell him that Jess has the power to take somebody off the block post veto. And then Sam is going to be like, oh my God, I got to go tell Nick and Bella this. And so he runs and he tells Nick and Bella that Kemi told him that Jess has a power to take somebody off the block post veto. And they freak out. And Nick runs straight to Christy. And Bella tells Sam, no, that's a lie, by the way. Christy has the power and she told us about it. So Nick runs straight to Christy. He tells her that Kemi told Sam that blah, blah, blah. And this just, again, is going to turn into a Kemi bashing session, because Kemi's at fault for everything. And then after Nick leaves, this is when Christy's like, I can't even look at him. And so that's a whole series of events. And now Sam is upset with Nick because Nick ran straight to Christy and exposed the fact that he was talking to Kemi, and he feels like his game is being thrown in the garbage because Nick can't keep his mouth shut. And so he's complaining to Bella about that, and Nick is going to have to come back and apologize later. It's a whole big mess, and it really doesn't mean anything to anyone because it's completely
because none of it is real. But it does help. I do think that, you know, what I was saying before about Christy feeling justified in, you know, her moves of the day and being against Nick and the threat of Nick, she feels that Nick running in and the way that he addressed it with Christy was, you know, I get, he doesn't exactly trust her. Like, he's not coming and being like, want to hear something crazy? Like, can you believe this? Like, he's almost kind of questioning her, like, well, apparently Jess has the power. And then she's like, no, because I have the power. So I do think that Nick, again, handles this absolutely terribly. He shouldn't have even gone in there in the first place. And when he doesn't approach her in a way that, like, you know, reaffirms their trust between the two of them. I can see, like, Christy using that as being like, see, I can't, he comes in and he's still isn't even sure that, you know, that I'm telling the truth. And, you know, he's listening to all these other people. So I think that that's just, you know, another, you know, nail in Nick's eventual coffin.
Mm. Yeah, so Holly and Sis are going to be talking a little bit about how they're talking about Kat and Jess, and they're like, yeah, neither of them trust Nicole. And I think like Nicole would like to work with them, but she's just like waiting because Nicole is just waiting for anybody to pick her up. So that's what we're going to do. And I'm sure she would love to work with Kat and Jess, but they just don't like her and don't trust her because they're stupid.
Idiots.
They're idiots because they're on the outs and they're not even working with the only other person on the outs. They don't even believe her when she says that they're on the outs. So they're kind of stupid for not trusting her and not wanting to work with her. But great for us. So they talk about that. Jackson is going to join them as well. And he is talking about Jess's power, and Sis just starts giggling. Like she can't keep this a secret at all. And Jackson's like, what? Come. And she's like, oh no, we can't. It's not. Well, she was planning on telling. No, we'll wait. And he's like, well, wait, what? No, come on, tell me. And so they tell him about Christy's power. She had not told Jackson yet, but Jackson now knows. And they tell him, act surprised when Christy tells you, though.
That's fun.
And they also tell him that she told Nick and Bella. And he's like, what? Why did she do that? What? She's like, no, she had to because they were going to put her on the block. So she used the power to threaten them into not putting her on the block. And Jackson's like,
That's stupid.
Stupid. That's so stupid. She didn't have to do that. And Sis is like, no, she did because she would have been put up on the block otherwise. Jackson's like, no, she wouldn't have. No, that's
that
so
makes
stupid.
No sense.
Now they know about the power and now they can work around it. Oh my God. And
as much as I don't like Jackson that much as a person, like he is the voice of reason here.
Yeah.
At least he does kind of understand this basic concept of, no, this was a very bad thing for Christy to do.
Yes,
for everyone.
Bill Hall in the chat says, who doesn't know about Christy's power?
That's what I'm saying. It's got to be more than 50% of the house at this point, right?
It's like, the people that don't know, Kat, Jess, Cliff, Nicole, and the Camp Comebackers.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's it.
So more like more than 50% of the active players for sure. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, mind you, they're all like allies of her, but some half of them are people that she's turning on.
All of undeniable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
So that's happening there. Kat is going to be talking with some of the, you know, six shooters people and an undeniable, and you know, there's a lot of talk about like crushes and who has crushes on who, and Kat says she has one on Jack. They're like, what about David? They're talking about David. She says, I'm not into David, not into him. I think Kemi has a thing for him. That's just more of that.
More of a reason for her to not like Kemi.
Yep. Kemi never expressed any interest for David, has told people that she has no interest in David, but Kat is convinced.
Well, and like, you know, maybe if you see like a positive interaction between Kemi and David and read too much into it, it's because David treats her like a human. Like, that might be why.
David doesn't blame her for everything? Whoa, yeah. Hold on there. I don't like how into Kemi you are, David. I like when you give me attention, even though I'm not into you.
And also, please treat her like trash like the rest of us.
Yes.
So that I know that you don't like her.
Call her entitled, mess with her things, blame her for everything.
And David's really good when, like, I mean, obviously we all would like, you know, more people to stick up for the, you know, the people that get trashed on all the time. But David, I understand David is, you know, in a good position or the best position if he returns to the game, and he needs to be careful about like what he's saying to people that are active players in the game. He's really good when he's listening to Kat talk trash about Kemi. He kind of just like lets her say stuff and then just basically like positions it like, don't let Kemi ruin your game. So basically it's his way of saying like, you're focusing too much on this, it's not important, don't let it ruin your game. And I really like that, the way that he, you know, handles those situations, because it's uncomfortable. And you know, Kat is someone that he's going to need if he gets back into the game. So he needs to kind of like let her vent about stuff and be there for her, but also not let her, you know, become a monster like some of the other people in the house and how they treat other people. So,
yes. So there you go. That's about what I had from the day. Is there anything else that you wanted to bring up, Jenny?
No, I got my big long rant out about the stupid Jack and Kemi conversation. I don't know if this is anything that anyone cares about talking, but and I think that this is the first time it's come up on the feeds where Kat talks about that guy back home, that there was like that whole thing about this Marty guy that so she, her and Holly have a conversation for a while, and Kat actually starts like crying and saying like, I really think that you know, I joke about like Brett, but like having a chance with Brett, but I'm really worried that I've messed things up with Marty. And she talks about this guy, he's her best friend, and you know, she loves him and all of this stuff. And she's really worried about how the Jackson thing got edited on the show. And so she's concerned about what, like, what she's messed up on the outside world. You can tell she's kind of trying to skirt around talking about it because, like, obviously they're on camera. So it's like, if she's acknowledging that he has a reason to be upset with her, then that's just going to make things worse. And it always feels like Holly's like in on it, being like, yeah, like, I wonder how that thing got presented, like trying to help her, you know, in a way that maybe you could say have it interpreted that nothing was done wrong, but that it was like edited a certain way. Yeah, she says that she almost just doesn't want to win HOH because she doesn't think he'll write her a letter and that it'll crush her. So that from maybe people who have seen more than me can confirm, but I feel like that's the first time that she's acknowledged this person on the feed. So I thought that was interesting. Just yes. On a... but it's a nice conversation between her and Holly. Like, I like when those two talk.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's something that I've been refraining from commenting on because Kat hadn't mentioned anything, and I had actually received conflicting reports from you know, sources that you know, whether or not this was actually a true
thing.
You know, thing. But with Kat talking about it, I can also tell you that that I actually did receive a message from Marty. He said that I can confirm that Catherine and I were in a relationship for over 1.5 years going into the show, and while she left for the show, as you can imagine, the entire experience has left me absolutely humiliated, especially it being so public. So it seems like that's more likely the case than not at this point, given
she acknowledged it. She's, and I believe she did say I didn't hear her say his name, but I heard like all of the conversation, and I was like, she's talking about this guy that I've read all these articles about. But I think at some point she did actually use his name, Marty. So, pretty much confirmed at this point. So that's very unfortunate, but she's not making it any better for herself when she's constantly shouting out Brett. Like, and, anyway, I do feel bad when people's like, you know, outside lives get really messed up by this show. But like, people, like, you don't like clean up your business. If you can't trust yourself to go into a house and not potentially like get into a showmance or like flirt with people, like, you need to clear that up. Like, that goes for you too, Bella. Why is your shit at somebody else's house? Anyway.
All right. So yeah. Look, you know, it's out there now. You know, she talked about it on the feeds there. So, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
You know, things happen. Yeah. All right. So that's what we have for you today. That's what we have. I will be back, of course, tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. Tomorrow night, I will be hosting with Melissa, and we'll talk about the episode that happens there with Caitlin as the host of the veto ceremony, or it's not ceremony, competition.
And I'm so excited for that, because yes. I hear, like, I want to hear, you know, if we got any DRs about Caitlin, because sounds like, I don't know. I like the people saying kind of rude stuff about Caitlin. That sounds like that happened after the fact. So I'm very interested to see like the edited comments, but like, I was so excited to see Caitlin. Like, yeah, I don't know. It sounded like some people were kind of mean, and those people suck because Caitlin is an angel.
Yes. So then, of course, Caitlin will be on the podcast Thursday night to recap the eviction of Big Brother 21. So lots of great stuff heading your way. You can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. You can find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. Jenny, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Jenny Autumn.
Yes.
And Instagram, but...
Yeah, really, and if you want to find me on Instagram, Taryn_Armstrong, to send me information about your relationship status with people in the house, you can do that as well.
I'll get right on that, Taryn.
All right. Thank you guys for joining us today. We'll see you next time.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.